Greetings, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. This past year, I read the book On Grand Strategy, authored by John Lewis Gaddis, a Pulitzer Prize winner. The book is a worthy read for anyone dedicated to the theme of strategy, to the way of leadership. Gaddis pulls on the theme of Isaiah Berlin's The Hedgehog and the Fox, where Berlin separates the hedgehog leader from the fox leader. As Berlin states, quote, "Hedgehogs relate everything to a single central vision through which all they say and do has significance. Foxes, in contrast, pursue many ends, often unrelated and even contradictory, connected, if at all, only in some factual way." End quote. In Berlin's mind, a leader is either a hedgehog driven by focused purpose or a fox attempting to take in multiple streams of input from which to somehow make sense of it all. Gaddis, though, brings these together in a wholeness in leadership. He posits that the most effective leader combines within a single mind the hedgehog's sense and clarity of direction with the fox's sensitivity and awareness to surroundings. This calls for the extraordinary, as they both must function together. In many respects, this harkens to the oft-quoted line from F. Scott Fitzgerald regarding true intelligence as the ability to hold two opposing ideas in the mind at the same time and still retain the ability to function. In the Design Intelligence Leadership Institute, we speak about 360-degree spherical awareness, that holistic quality of informed decisiveness. This, of course, requires the vigilant discipline of removal, the removal or setting aside of distractions and allurements that pull one's attention away from the priorities of leadership. When special forces train, they learn to run across a field in full gear, fully aware of what's happening around them. Land, sky, topography, movement, distinctive formations, sound, front, both sides and behind. This is the 360-degree spherical awareness we're referring to. At the same time, they know where they're going. They're focused on a destination and the mission to be accomplished. This wholeness embodies the blended hedgehog and fox. As a leader, your role is to move the organization in the direction that will accomplish strategic objectives while ensuring cultural cohesion, psychological safety, and common celebration. Being an authentic leader is not for the faint of heart. It requires the best of an individual, and even that is so often not enough. That's why authentic leaders surround themselves with wise counsel, intelligent perspectives often contrary to their own. Authentic leaders know how to and when to adjust to ensure wholeness is achieved. Strategy is organic, meaning it changes as conditions and dynamics alter. The aware leader is tuned into this and adjusts accordingly. Pretenders pretend to understand. They feign awareness, yet when tested, are exposed. Dropping pithy statements or vicariously plagiarized soundbites often impress for a moment, even for a while if strung together long enough. But eventually, reality arrives, and the confrontation with truth is unavoidable. The days ahead are calling for authentic leaders, leaders who drive towards wholeness, leaders who dedicate to awareness, leaders who care for others above their own sense of self-importance. What kind of leader are you? Until next time, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.